broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, we're here on Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee without Bubba.
That's Fee and Rocker.
We got Rocker, Neil, and me. That's it. Lucky you people.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't have to listen to Bubba this week.
We do got a good show. Bubba had a nice show planned for us, but he can't make it in tonight for some reason. So.
Yep. So just in honor, and just in case he's listening, I'm going to say... Yeah, 8:27. No, it's 8:23. Right on
8:23,
time.
8:23. Right on time again, Bubba.
Just like in life, I get to fill in for Bubba.
You get to fill in. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know what that meant. I do know what it meant, but I don't want to say.
Hey, we do got a big show. We got Jalen coming in. Jalen Bruins is going to come in and talk about her big state qualifier next week or this week tomorrow.
Yeah.
She gets to go and has a practice round, I believe, tomorrow. And and then the two rounds will be on Friday and Saturday to hopefully win a state championship.
Golf.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like they may be in for a little bit of wetness, maybe.
Yeah. And
possibly.
Whoever is a mutter might be the winner.
Mutters might be the winner.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if she's a mutter or not.
I don't know, but if you are, you have a pretty good chance because it sounds like it's going to be damp, if not wet.
It could be a little damp.
When was the last time we won a golf championship?
Never.
This is the first person that's ever qualified.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. There ain't no pressure there.
No pressure at all.
Well, she's going to be the best we ever had.
She's the best we've ever had.
So there is no pressure.
There is no pressure.
She's already.
Might as well just go there and shoot. Lights out.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what she thinks they need to shoot. I have no idea. I don't know if that's a...
And how familiar is she? Does she know much about that?
I think it's
the gray course, isn't it?
I heard gray. Yeah.
I think it was gray, is what Joe said last week. He talked about it some, when he had our rain delay at the football game. He and Dave talked a lot about that. And some of it I heard, some of it I was just running around trying to find out information about when the game might ever
start. Are we going to play or not?
I think they talked about 20 minutes about the golf and some other things, and so that's
he's got to be proud as a peacock.
Yes, and I'm proud as a peacock, and I'm not related to
I'm with you.
I mean, 100%. That's just awesome.
It is,
and you know, an outstanding young person.
Oh,
besides all of that,
great girl. Yeah, absolutely great girl.
Good people.
Well, Mixed Bench, should we take a break?
Come back,
and then we'll talk a little bit football. Indians got a big W Friday night.
Yep.
We'll be right back to talk about it.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to make your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like meatloaf Mondays, tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Bremen to take on the number one in the state undefeated Cardinals and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match with no NFHS video available. On Saturday, they'll host Arcanum, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live with the NFHS video. On Friday, the boys will play their last home football game of the season as they host the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game live with the NFHS network. And it will be Student Appreciation Night with lots of fun and games and lots of prizes before and during the game. Make plans to get out to as many of these games as you can this week to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home football game with Delta St. John's will be sold tomorrow in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Presale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here at the studio with Neil and Rocker and me. And we're going to talk about a big W by the Indians. Last Friday night, Neil, we got a big W. We needed it.
Yep.
Pretty bad to make sure we try to make this playoffs yet.
Yep. Came within an hour of being Saturday when we finished.
But yeah, it was but we got close.
Yep.
You guys did a good job of a lot of talking.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sure that's always a lot of fun for them guys because you got to come up with a lot of different stuff to talk about.
We played music for an hour, but we talked for over a half an hour, just kind of
fill in.
Yeah, and
and you really didn't know what was going on.
Right.
You couldn't really tell.
Yeah, and even if they're making announcements outside, up in the press box, we can't hear them.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we couldn't hear it.
I know Dan Stallman was a runner there for a little bit. You were sending him. We was going down and back trying to figure out.
And
what's
I was
going,
going down and back, and then somebody else was going up and down, and people were getting texts, but we weren't getting texts, so it was interesting.
I
think we were the only ones that didn't get started on time.
That's exactly
somebody
right.
else got started and stopped, but all of them were done before we were.
Yeah, so, and I think that storm kind of came through and went away from us.
Yep.
And we pretty much knew it wasn't coming back, and there was nothing else behind it. Yep. So,
and the storm was to our east, the lightning was to our east, and every game played was to our east.
To our east, and they all played.
So,
well, I don't know if
but nobody got killed with lightning. So
that's big.
So we're good.
They did their job right. Then.
Yep.
But the Indians came out and pretty much handled Parkway. I think played pretty well. They put a little wrinkle in. They got Logan running a little bit now. Logan home a little bit,
which is a really good idea.
Yeah, he runs really hard, and then you bring Riley in, and Riley scoots through the holes, and I thought they had a great
Logan
game plan.
Logan makes holes.
Yeah, he makes his own holes. He just runs over people.
His first carry, if I remember right, might have been his second. He knocked two defenders over. Just knocked them over.
That's a good start.
Just plowed into them. Down they went.
Speaking of those two guys, actually their attempts in rushing, Riley Heiser, he led us with 170 yards on 22 attempts, and Logan had 10 attempts, and he had 141 yards. They both got into the end zone, which is awesome. Cale Rammel ran in two of them in, I think. I
believe so.
He had two touchdowns.
Yep.
And I think Ethan Hartnagel maybe had one.
Oh, yeah. We put him in with within 2 yards or something.
Yeah, just late in the game and he ran right through it.
Man, for a freshman, he
runs hard.
Nothing.
No, he runs hard. He puts his head down and says, here I come.
Yeah, and he just bowled over a couple of guys. And he's not tall, but he's strong and he's stout.
Yep.
And he just, I saw him in the scrimmage thing we had at the beginning of the year against Indian Lake, and they had the basically the JV team play in the third quarter or fourth quarter, he and Chase Kaiser did great carrying the ball.
I heard Bernsey talking about we got to get some meat and potatoes on Chase.
Yeah,
he is a skinny little guy, but he is fast.
Yeah,
and
elusive, and he's strong. He knocked a couple of people over.
Yes,
but Not like Logan did, or like Hartnagel did.
Yeah.
But you know, we're in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you know, that new wrinkle with Logan, you know, we tried that in the what was that, the Marion game, I guess.
Yeah, because we just couple times a year.
They just couldn't. We couldn't get a hole with Marion's defensive line. We couldn't get a hole for Riley.
Yeah.
So they went with Logan a few times, and there was enough success that we thought, yep, that's going to work.
Well, you know, and I think
he needed touches.
You've got a couple more games for him to play around with it a little bit, and you know, and hopefully, knock on wood, if we do get to the playoffs for some reason, that would be great. And you know, when you go play teams in, they don't really know because they haven't seen Logan, you know, the whole year too. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Yeah, if we don't have to play. Especially Mac, but anybody local that knows anything about us, they're going to look on paper and see
all the numbers that Riley's put up too.
They're going to see 4-6. They're going to see this and this, and they're going to have exactly the wrong idea about what our team is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although a lot of them, you know, they know that a team in the Mac, if you can win a couple of Mac games, you're probably pretty good.
Pretty decent. Yeah, our area, pretty decent.
But there's going to be some teams that won't that will not, even if they look at the unless they really know what they're looking for, they're not going to see it in the in the film unless they know enough about our opponents, how strong the lines are of those teams that we lost to, like Coldwater, like Anna, like St. Henry, like Marion Local. Those are strong.
This has been a really strong
lines.
MAC year. I mean, this has been a great football year for the MAC.
And the nice thing is, most of those teams, we have no chance of playing in the tournament because they're in a different division. We will not
That's
play.
That's perfect. That's exactly where we want them.
So, you know, I think we're going to have...
Unfortunately, I think Coldwater might be.
Coldwater's in ours. And I think maybe Anna, and that might be it. I don't know if Anna's in ours, but
I'm not sure either.
You know, we've come a ways. If we can just control the line of scrimmage, or even keep it at about even, we can win.
Yeah, we get a chance.
We've won every game that we've controlled the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
lost every game that we haven't. And
you know, that's normally where it is. They always say it's won in the trenches, and it usually is.
Yep.
You know, whichever team can move it. Is going to win.
And Will Holman will tell you, and he said it a million times, the line is making me whole.
Absolutely.
The line's making me look good.
Although he's pretty good at getting through
it. Yeah,
he was pretty quick.
Yeah, and as soon as it opened, he was through it.
Yeah.
But if they weren't able to open him, he couldn't. He has to try to bull his way, and he's not.
That's not as easy.
He can bull some, but he's not Logan.
Yeah.
Logan's 6'2" and big old
pretty
boy.
Now,
Will was strong as an ox.
Yeah.
He outlifted
and
just about everybody on the team.
The one neat thing about Will is I don't think he ever went backwards. He would fall forward. I mean, he always got an extra yard. It always seemed like so.
Yep.
And that's a great sign of a great runner.
Yes.
They always seem to go forward.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And it's just to give you an idea of the dominance we had Friday night over Parkway, I'm going to just give you the first downs. The first downs for the Indians, we had 19 rushing first downs.
Ooh.
And Parkway had 2. And we had 16 passing first downs.
Ooh.
And Parkway had 0.
Wow.
So they had 2 first downs for the night.
Wow. I think
that's pretty good.
I think their first down was either right at the end of the first half or beginning of the second half was their first down.
Yeah, and their quarterback, you know, in respect to that poor guy, there was a lot of drop balls. He threw some pretty good passes.
Yes, he did.
That he could have got helped out there a little bit.
But. Yeah, it was kind of in my head while I was watching it, it reminded me a little bit of Reese Guggenbiller the week before. He had several that were
right
in his hands,
on the fingertips,
and he just couldn't catch them.
Yep.
And that happened to their one or two of their receivers.
A couple of their guys did say
where they should have caught it. But so you know they're good players. They just didn't get it that night. Was the ball slippery because it was wet?
Possibly.
Were they wishing they were already back home instead of in the early in the second quarter of the game instead of being at home? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so those things all enter into it. You know, but
it was a basic running night for the Indians.
Yeah.
And I mean, just our passing, Cale Ramel was, I think he was attempted 14. He was 5 for 14 for 71 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw 3 to Reese Guggenbiller, had 53 yards, and Logan had two passes to him for 18. That's about all we did throwing it. We ran the ball, and then we ran pretty successful.
And in the first half, you know, we came out and we dominated that. And if I remember correctly, when those guys were reading the first half stats at halftime, I believe they said we had the ball out of 24 minutes, we had the ball 19 minutes and something seconds, and they had the ball 4 minutes and something seconds. So basically, we had it five times as much as they did. Their defense was on the field the whole game, the whole first half.
That wears you out pretty fast.
Even if you're playing both ways, that defense is hard.
They got to wear out. That's exactly right.
Yeah, because if you're on offense and you're not really, you know, if you're a lineman, you got to keep on blocking and all that. But you have to go chasing people on the on the defense, and that can wear you out some.
Absolutely. So Friday night, the talk is if we can somehow get a W, that may get us in the playoffs.
Most of the talk is, and we'll see what Bruce Monin has to say in the paper tomorrow, because he analyzes it extremely well. But the talk is there's almost a 100% chance that we'll be in if we win. And if we lose, there's still at least a fighting
chance. Yeah, that's what I thought
that we can get in, but we don't want to. We don't want to leave it to a fighting chance.
So,
because some things would have to happen in week 9 and 10 for us to get in that aren't terribly likely, but it's possible.
Yeah. So we just want to win and get in. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And we're not going to get a home game. We're not going to be top half. So we're going to go on the road. So as long as we're not going to Coldwater, we don't care where we go. We'll play anybody.
Yep.
Including Coldwater, but we're going to play them first.
Be nice to play them a little later.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And, you know, last year we came within 2 points of beating them.
We had them.
And as you you and Jeff Hobbs called on the air, the guy that blocked that extra point was offsides, and I watched it over and over and over on NFHS.
Yep. It would have been
and his foot was down on our side of the line before the snap
before
of the ball.
He
was
ball.
Actually in our backfield when the ball was snapped.
I do remember that.
And they beat us by 2 points.
Yeah,
and they won the state by 3. So we, you know, if we'd have won that, momentum's a huge thing. And you beat somebody like Coldwater, I think we would just keep on going up. I don't think we'd ever let down. Saying, that was good enough. We beat the best team in the state.
I think we're okay
with that. I think we'd have gone on, and that would have been fantastic.
Absolutely. So the big thing is, it's Friday night. We got to get a big crowd out there to watch the game. And if you can't get out there, you definitely can listen to it on FR radio, correct?
Yep. And we'll have our audio with the NFHS.
Yep.
And
we're having
student appreciation.
So it should be a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big deal, and they got all kinds of games and fun going on out there right behind the.
So you want to get out there early, have a little fun. We got senior night, I believe. We're going to have the kids come out at and honor our seniors at 6:30, something like that.
6:30 is when it's supposed to be, and excuse me,
should be a great night.
And we've come up with a plan because we noticed that. When you're watching the NFHS, you can sort of almost hear the PA announcing.
A little bit.
It's not designed to pick up the PA announcing. You can sort of hear it. So for the senior night, Joe Kanapke is going to be involved in it because he's got two sons playing on the team.
Right.
Those twins are seniors. And Mr. Stahl is going to be announcing the PA.
Perfect.
But nobody will be able to hear it on the NFHS. So Harold's agreed to basically announce over the announcing so the people that are watching on NFHS can actually hear.
Just so you know who it is.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, the parents and that kind of thing will try to coordinate it somewhat with exactly what they're doing and as the kids are coming up. And it'll be, you know, Chris, he does it for the basketball boys and girls anyway. Sure. So it's going to be
piece of cake.
Yeah, it's going to be the official voice of the Indians.
We'll get her done.
So I've emailed back and forth with Holly, and she's going to get us a script for the senior night. And She's going to make sure that the NFHS video is on in plenty of time to
good.
So people can watch it. And if they can't get to the game.
Yeah. I'm sure there are going to be some grandmas and grandpas out there that yep. want to see it. And if they can't make it to the game. So.
Yep. Yep. A lot of people can't get to the games and for a whole bunch of reasons. And
yeah.
And but don't stay home just because there might be a little drizzle.
No, no.
Get out there and support these kids because we have to beat Delphi.
We got to get this W. I agree. It's going to be a big game, and yeah. hopefully we get her done.
Even if the playoffs weren't on the line, which I think they are, if they weren't on the line, we want to beat Delphus. They
right, need, right. And Delphus is...
They have stomped
kind
us
of a,
into the ground over the
many,
years.
Many experiences,
and,
yeah.
And this is our chance to at least get a few wins back.
Maybe get some back here. Yeah, I agree. And this team's been kind of a Jekyll and Hyde this year. You know, they came out and got spanked by a couple teams early, and then they played Coldwater even up into three quarters. And, you know, you're kind of... Given the double takes every time we got announcements of what score was, it was like, seriously, that can't be right.
Yeah, because they're either too far behind or too far ahead.
Right, something
doesn't
right
make
here,
sense.
But
and so you're thinking,
so we
well,
don't want to take them lightly. I think we got to come out here and play our best game and see what happens. And I think if we play our best game, we got a chance. We got a real good chance.
I think four games into the season, I had this one marked as an absolute no doubt win. Six games into the season, I'm thinking, I don't know, seven games,
yeah.
and I'm going, wow, this is they're fighting hard against some really good teams.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know, you know,
it's gonna be one of them deals where whoever gets the best breaks and breaks here and there. That's what we're gonna have
and
to have.
Sometimes you have to make your own breaks.
Absolutely.
But that's
control
that's,
the clock like we did against Parkway. That'd be great. Yep. Keep it out of their hands.
Control the line and control the clock.
Yep.
And that's that is what
can get us a W.
That is what Coach Niekamp wants to do. So
yep. So we'll take a break here. We're gonna come back. Jalen may be rolling in. If not, we will talk a little Port Recovery volleyball.
Yep, till she gets
we'll be right back. Our sponsor tonight is, as always, the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 31st. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 2 o'clock, and it'll end at Van Treese Park, where the costume judging will start around 2:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 3 to 5. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop, and trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 31st. Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the high school commons at 2 o'clock. Costume judging at Van Treese Park at 2:30. Trick-or-treat from 3 to 5.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carryout style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Feet.
Hey, we're back Wednesday night. Bubba and Feet Show. Getting ready to talk about a little volleyball. Pretty good week for the Indians. yep. Indian ladies. Yep. They came out last Thursday and won in four, I think. It was 3-1. Correct, Neil?
At Minster. Yep.
At Minster. And then we came back. Fort Laramie on Saturday.
We battled them pretty well. That is one of the best teams in the state.
Another good team.
They're as good as Fort Laramie always is.
Yeah.
They're really good. I think we lost by two or three in the first set.
Yeah.
I think we won the second set. And then I might be thinking of a different one. I think they beat us pretty bad in the third set, and then a pretty good battle in the fourth set. But we played them as well as we could have, because that, you know, on paper, Fort Laramie with their record and what they some of the teams that they've beat,
yeah,
three sets to none. We're thinking, If we can get double digits in each game, right, well, we should be happy. And we, you know, we won one, and we're right in
3-1. Is that the final?
Yeah. So the first, I believe it was the first set, we came really close, couldn't quite finish it out. And the other ones, we fought with them for a while, and then they went on a run around 15 points, got 4, 5, 6 ahead of us, and we had to start fighting back,
yeah,
late in the set, and that's hard to do.
That is tough to do.
Yep.
And then they came back last night and played a good Versailles Lady Tigers,
yes,
team, and we got a 3-1 victory there, I believe.
Yep, yep. And we that was a tough set.
Yep,
tough match. The every set was just. But one thing that I keep seeing, it seems like even in the sets we win, that we get behind, and we're always playing from behind.
Chasing.
And it just, you know, we some of them we were ahead in, and then we gave up the lead. Other ones we were behind from the start and came back. And beat them. We've probably, and I'm sure this isn't correct, but in my head it seems like half of the sets, at least against a fairly decent team, half of the sets that we've won
come from behind.
At 20 points, we were behind.
Yep.
They were at 20 before
were. Get to 20. That's tough.
Yes.
It's tough to come
even
back.
Even if it's
that.
19 to 20. Because you still have to, you know, unless it's going to go extra points, you have to outscore them
quickly.
6-3.
Yeah. You got to do it quick. Yeah,
if they're at 20 and you're at 19, you got to get 25 before they get 24.
Yep.
Or it's going to go to 26 and then 27. And, you know, we've had several of those too. So,
it was, probably a little emotional for some of the girls. I think it was senior night last night, too.
Senior night, yep.
It's always a little tough for them when they get out there first match. Then they get loosened up, and they're okay after that. So.
Yep. So we definitely have some major bright spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've had matches where we'd have 10, 12, 15 service errors.
Yeah.
Without sitting there and counting them, I'm thinking we didn't have very many last night.
That's good. That's what we got to do. You can't make mistakes.
Yeah. And we can't give them points.
Cannot give them points.
Don't remember what match it was, but it was against a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. Maybe St. Henry, somewhere in there. Neither team. No, it was up at Crestview in the Invitational. I think it was our first set against Rushi. Probably a third to a half of the points in that match with both teams were given by the other
service
team.
Errors,
they weren't earned. They were given by a miss hit or
can't
a hitting into the
make
net
them work for it.
Or you know, service error, doing something wrong. It was just one of those things where we just weren't doing it the way we should have. And and that was both teams on that one. And there's several nights where we just have not done what we should be doing. And
exactly.
It's a killer when that happens.
Yeah.
So if we can not give points away,
that's huge. That's huge in volleyball.
You know, especially starting now because we have two more matches
and then it's time.
Regular season and
tournament
it's tournament
time.
Week from last night is when it starts against Delphus, and Delphus has a terrible record, but they're MAC schools, so they're going to be good.
They're always going to be good.
You can't let up. Know. You can't let up on them. That game is not won until we've won three sets.
Get the three sets in.
And
absolutely.
Because if we think we have that game won before we get on the court, we're going to lose.
Yep.
Because they're not going to let us just walk away with it. That's not Mac mentality.
There isn't any team in the Mac
that's going to let the other team just walk away with it.
So, but I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We got Jalen just walked in, and we're going to talk a little lady golf here, and we'll be right back.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Travis Follenkamp Memorial Benefit is coming up on Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, at the Wendelene Sports Club. Camping will start on Friday night, and the women's quarter auction will start at 7 o'clock, and of course the bars will be open. On Saturday, there will be food and beverages available and fun for all ages. Face painting, inflatables, and an obstacle course for the youngsters. Kyle Kesters will be playing from 2 to 6. The Ohio State-Indiana game will be on the TVs. And the silent auction will start at 2, and you can check out the live auction items. At 7, they'll draw the winners of the four-wheeler and patio set raffles, and the live auction will start. There are lots of great items available to bid on, including Reds tickets, Ohio State-Purdue tickets, a Yeti cooler, several Milwaukee and Steel power tools, and more. After the auctions, stay for music under the tent, and as Travis would say, have just one more. All proceeds go to benefit Ali's Army and the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park Fund. Put it on your calendar, the Travis Follenkamp Memorial Benefit, Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd at Wendelene Sports Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here in the studio with our first state qualifier ever in golf, Jalen Bruins. I'd like to congratulate you on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is an awesome way to start, huh? I can't believe, I mean, that had to be so exciting last week when they... Did you know when you had the 80, you needed about 82 to get in, or?
I wasn't sure at first. It was like, once I got done, I'm like, well, there's nothing else I can do now. I had to wait about an hour for everybody else to get done.
So that's what you had to sit around and wait then?
Yeah, because I was one of the first ones to tee off for the day.
So was it close? I mean, were you 82? Is that?
At the time, I wasn't sure, but I think the next one was either like an 84 or an 86.
So. Yeah. So they got in too.
Not too far behind, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think your dad was saying at the football game while we were waiting for the game to start last Friday that you guys are fairly confident
82
and you needed
good.
To do something and things had to line up here and it ended up being the next person was two strokes behind instead of one. Was there somebody that you were playing with that day that you that was ahead of you, or was
it started
and
off
and then you needed to kind of catch her and you ended up catching her and you were down two and then you ended up two or something like that?
Yeah, the two girls I played with, starting off, they both were ahead of me by a couple strokes. And then once each of them kind of had like a bad hole, and I'm like, shoot, maybe I could actually be still in this.
Get back in this thing.
I ended up beating one of them by two or three or a couple strokes. So.
Well, that's the funny thing about golf. At any point in time, and man, one bad hole and everything it just changes.
Yeah.
It just changes fast.
Never know.
You never know. It's exactly right. So, Jalen, when did you take the sport up?
It was probably about eighth grade.
Started. Dad said you were kind of playing softball and kind of playing. And you decided
I was playing softball a little bit, but I mean, I was just kind of average at softball. Yeah. I don't know. And I just started practicing with, at the time, my older sister was on the team. Yeah. Dad was the coach. So every once in a while, I'd go after school and practice with them. Just mess around, nothing too serious. But.
Well, I remember probably when you were a freshman, I think Joe sent a video of you swinging to Bubba, and Bubba sent it to me, and he said, "That girl's got the best swing I've ever seen." And anyway, when you did, I mean, we knew back then this girl's going to be good. I didn't know you were going to be this good, but what a great swing you had.
Thank you.
So you started out, you played all 4 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're what's the funnest year you've had?
Junior year was pretty fun when we
team,
went as a
you?
Team.
Yeah,
to
you had a really good
or
team.
Districts. That was pretty fun, staying at the hotel and stuff. And we won a few MAC matches, so that was pretty exciting. We beat St. Henry
that year. Well, you guys were in the running for winning that thing, weren't you?
I mean, we were close, yeah.
I thought so, too.
We probably could have.
Yeah,
That was the first year we beat St. Henry, too, so that's always nice.
Oh, that's awesome, too.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We like that, too.
Yeah.
So this year, your year in Hull has been a really good year. Your senior year has been fabulous. You had a couple... I think you... Did you shoot 36?
Yeah, I think I
And then you maybe beat that?
36 the one time.
I knew you... Well, everything's been your records that you've been beating. I'm assuming anyhow.
Yeah.
But,
so. I know I think I tied my 35 record for nine
that's
holes.
That's right.
Yeah, I shot 35 for the first time junior year at Salina Links. So
wow,
I think I tied
awesome.
That one again.
That's pretty awesome. So let's talk about your tournament run this year. So the team went, and you just about made it out as the team in sectional,
we were probably
correct?
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I knew you guys were close.
Yeah.
And then you qualified, and how about your round? You had a hole-in-one.
Yeah. That was pretty exciting.
That is unbelievable.
That really helped my back score.
And Bub and I talked about it. You know, that is unbelievably, it's just awesome. And I'd never had one, and I wish I'm jealous. I wish I had one. But anyhow, you had a hole-in-one, which, the sixth hole, I think? Was it your sixth hole?
16th, I think.
So 16th.
Yeah.
So you had, it would be your seventh hole then.
Yeah.
So then you came back, and that put you even, correct?
Yeah. I know my back score where I had the hole-in-one was actually my higher score.
Yes.
I wasn't playing
then,
my
then,
greatest.
Did you triple the next hole?
I doubled or tripled.
Bad,
it. I'm like,
I knew you had
that
a bad hole.
For it.
Which is, I mean, that is understandable, with the nerves and stuff. But so then you come back, and the next 11 holes, you go 3 under.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we talked about. That impressed us more than the hole-in-one.
No kidding,
you know, I mean, to get yourself back together again, you know, and you had a tough hole after the hole-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get yourself back together again and go shoot 3 under after, you know, in the next 11 holes is fabulous. That just shows how good a golfer you really are. So let's talk a little bit about tomorrow. So you're going to go down with probably your dad, I'm sure.
Yep.
And, you get a little practice round in tomorrow?
Yeah, 18 holes.
Okay. They give you a tee time, I take it?
It's about 11-ish.
I can't
remember exactly, but...
So does Dad just walk with you, or...?
Yeah, I think we're both just going to walk.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll get
probably
a kind
of
feel the course out a little
girls.
Bit.
Yeah.
Have you played this course before?
No, I haven't. I've been there once. I watched my cousin play from St. Henry as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the gray course?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought your dad had said. I've heard it's really nice.
I've heard
the Scarlet and Gray are both very,
very nice.
From
what I remember, it's very nice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're both very nice. It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, you know, what the weather sounds like. I mean, you could be a little sprinkles.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be a lot warmer Friday than Saturday.
So, like tomorrow, will you just go out and hit a ball, and if you like it, you hit another one? And I mean, is it just go play around, or you actually can kind of look at stuff and say, you know what, I'm gonna hit another one, you know, and I'm just gonna try it if they let you kind of play around like that or not?
I'm not sure. I think there might actually be a rule that we can only play one ball at a time, just to keep them all playing fast.
Yeah, I guess that probably makes sense, because you'd have people that would be dropping 10 balls. Yeah, not sure. Dropping. But so tomorrow you get your practice, and then you guys going to stay down there?
Yeah, we're going to stay at a hotel. Mom will drive up next morning.
Yep, come up the next morning. Yep. What time do you tee off on Friday?
10?
10-ish?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think I saw 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
But,
10 o'clock.
I'm sure that depends on a whole bunch of things. But.
True.
And we talked a little bit. So, on the Friday round, do they place you after that? Or you've got a tee time for Friday, you got a tee time for Saturday, whether you shoot 71 or 91?
I'm not sure. I think it might be different. I remember talking about to another coach, and they said they thought the groups were different.
The best scores would go, maybe. Or
that could be, yeah.
That's what I wondered, too. They usually do that. I mean, they'll play, and then you know that kind of you're playing with the girl that's the same as you. You know, it's close to you, so you know what you got to do. Yeah. So that'd be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about, what do you think you got to shoot?
I'd probably have to throw in two pretty good rounds, probably in the 70s, I would say.
I'd say if you get in the 60s, you should be okay.
Yeah.
You can go ahead. That'd be nice. If you want to get in the 60s, that'd be great. I'd almost bet you're going to win, too. I was going to say. But I would say that you got to feel pretty confident if you can go out there. That's something that you can do. Mm-hmm. You've done it plenty of times. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
You just kind of keep your pace going and keep everything steady, and hopefully everything goes great for you, which I'm sure it will. After the week, you're done with high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to college where?
Indiana University East.
IU East.
Yep.
Okay.
That's in Richmond, Indiana.
Richmond. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they come out and kind of recruited you a little bit then, I take it?
Yeah. They just kind of contacted me, and then I went for a visit. And
kind of liked it?
I liked the campus. I met the girl golfers, and it all seemed nice.
Pretty good girls. Good.
Yeah.
How about the coach? You like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool.
He's really good. He keeps in touch. He always compliments me. Gives me feedback on my matches and stuff. So
good. Yeah. Now he can't tell you stuff like, you know, you try to keep your hand up or do something. You know, now once he gets you, then he probably can.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Then he'll be allowed. But
well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, if he sees something, make me better right now. But that So he did come out, kind of recruited you. Mm-hmm. Did you have anybody else?
The first was Midway. I was playing at a tournament in Indianapolis, and then he happened to be one of the coaches that was watching, and he talked to Dad, and then kind of kept in touch, called him, and went down for a visit, and it was a really nice campus. It's in Kentucky. It's kind of around,
It's Midway between Lexington and Frankfort.
Midway. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how I know that?
Nope.
It's where my mom was born.
I was going to say.
Really? My mom.
Your family lived there.
My mom lived less than a mile from the Midway campus.
There you go.
It reminds me a lot of Fort Recovery. They have the train tracks,
it's the only town I know of in the country or in the world where the train tracks go right through the middle of town. So there's the buildings, street, train tracks, street, buildings. So they're in there, you know. So it'd be like from here over to the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Yep.
Instead of the yellow line in the center, there's train tracks.
There's train tracks. Perfect.
It's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah, right in the middle of horse country.
So you kind of like that too, but then decided on IU East.
Yeah, it's a lot closer.
Pretty nice. Yeah, close at home. Mm-hmm. You know, and plus, mom and dad can zip down and watch you play. Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's your senior year going?
Going pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Everything good in school? You like
it?
Oh,
yeah.
How was homecoming? Did you go?
Yeah, it was fun.
Fun? Yep. Good job. That's good.
Did you do that? I saw a video on fishing in the dark.
Oh, yes.
Were you in the middle of that?
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't see anybody's faces.
It's funny talking to, or like sometimes people bring people from other schools and they're like, what are they doing? Because I don't think they do that.
That's our little thing.
Yeah, yes.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah,
I'd be
probably
going,
not.
This is pretty funny.
Well, that is good stuff. Neil, any questions?
Not really.
That's what I mean. I kind of
think. Not really. So, I do have one thing. What do you think, this weekend's weird weather is going to do for you? Do you care at all about whether it drizzles or whether it's cooler on Saturday than it is on Friday, does that make any difference to you at all?
I mean, I don't really mind the temperature if it's cold, but I've never been the greatest rain player, so I kind of hope that it's
is
not
anybody,
too bad.
Do you think
not.
Any?
I don't think anybody is.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So just remember, they're playing in the
gloves.
Same rain you are.
Yeah,
put an
true.
Extra glove in,
yeah.
in there. Don't yeah, buy me a couple extra
that's
gloves.
That's kind of what I was thinking at the football yeah. game on Friday night. You know, we didn't love waiting 2 hours and playing on a wet field, but neither did they, and they still have to drive home a half an hour when they get done in their wet equipment. So, you know, they're playing in the same wet weather, too. So just remember, you know, even if you don't play as well as you think you should, they probably didn't either.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So
you
just keep on.
Don't worry about it.
Keep on plugging. And but, I think it's just going to be. Just remember, we're proud of you, no
absolutely.
Matter what happens.
Indians.
We love.
So what do you think is your best strength of golf? I mean, are you the big dog off the tee, or are you a great putter?
I don't hit it too crazy far, but I'd say my driver's usually pretty consistent.
Pretty good.
It's pretty straight.
That's big.
That helps a lot.
Absolutely, that helps.
Putting?
It can be. That time at the sectionals, my putter was
hot.
Definitely on. Doesn't always happen though.
That don't happen, does it?
Now, is that something that you had to work on, or was the putting good from the beginning?
It was definitely not good from the beginning. My putting used to be my definitely worst.
That was the worst part.
Did you have trouble reading it, or trouble with the touch as far as the distance, or
it probably depended on the day. I'm not sure.
So have you switched putters?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I've done that before too. Yeah.
It wasn't for the same reason I did, was it? Because the one I had before was in the pond.
Oh.
That'll make you switch putters.
Yeah, that probably would.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I can promise you that doesn't help. It just costs you money buying another putter.
Yeah, it doesn't help throwing it, and that's definitely not good. Well, we sure wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Just hit them straight, and knock a lot of putts in, and have a lot of fun.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be rooting you on. Jalen, we're glad you stopped in. And like I said, you and Dad have a great time tomorrow, and enjoy the round, and give them hell this weekend. Have some fun.
Sounds good.
All righty. That was Jalen Bruins, our state qualifier. She is going down to play the great course.
Yep.
In Columbus, Ohio, in the state. It'll be a blast, and she might win the whole thing. Who knows? It'll be great.
I'm pretty sure she will.
I think she can.
We have
like
confidence.
I like it. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
It's time again for the one-of-a-kind auction. It's coming up on Sunday evening, October 17th at the middle school auditoria, with the doors opening at 5 o'clock. This year's theme is Celebrate, Come On.
and tickets can be purchased at Kalp Pharmacy and from Historical Society members. It's only $10 per ticket and includes an awesome buffet of desserts and appetizers provided by the ladies of Psi Iota Xi. Come early and visit with old and new friends and get a good look at the dozens of items in the live and silent auctions. There's sure to be something for everybody with lots of items in the raffles, live auction, and silent auction. Unique items from vacation packages in Florida and Indiana Beach to beautifully crafted handmade items, numerous food items from local restaurants, college sports tickets, and a whole lot more, including your chance to buy some very unique items, one of the stained glass windows from the original Mary Help of Christians Catholic Church, and an original 1883 book by Mark Twain, Life on the Mississippi, and a number of beautiful handmade items from local artists. It's always a lot of fun with many great items available for you to bid on, and the proceeds go to Project Recovery to help maintain our visitors center and the Fort Recovery Historical Society. Don't miss this great event, the one-of-a-kind auction, coming up on Sunday, October 17th.
We are back here studio. Just got done talking to Jalen Bruns. What a cutie. What a great girl that is. And I can't wait for her to kick some butt down there this weekend.
Yep. She's just a really good kid.
She is a good kid.
And just happens to be a great golfer. I think you were nice enough to her that maybe the next time a scramble comes up,
she might play.
She might be on your team.
I take her to RB.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially, since most other people won't be thinking much about a girl golfer if they don't know who it is.
Exactly. Right.
You're gonna have the ringer of the year there.
I like that call.
One time about 40 plus years ago, Ed Snyder, there was a girl golfer that he knew that came back and played in the Fort Recovery Open, and
she dominated
everybody out of the park. It turned out she 2 years later, she was on the lower level ladies pro tour. Yep. I think it was one of those, like when you're playing with Johan Niekamp, where you ride around the cart and watch him golf.
Yeah, just drink beer. How do we do, Johan?
Yeah, you go up and hit one every once in a while just so your arms don't get weak. But you don't need to be hitting anything.
Absolutely not. Well, we'll go back. We were talking a little bit about our volleyball team, who, like I said, had a 2-1 week. We lost to Fort Laramie. We beat Minster and beat Versailles, and they got a big one tomorrow night against the number one team in the state, undefeated New Bremen Cardinals.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. You know what? I tell you what, though, we play them good every year. The year they won state, they lost one match, and that was us.
Yep, and what we did, Paige Jones got so frustrated because she could hit the ball so hard. And Kyle Wendell
wouldn't let it go on the floor.
It would never hit the floor.
It was unbelievable
how
good Kyle was.
She would hit it here.
She'd hit it.
She was probably the best volleyball player in the state. Division that year.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
no
she doubt. Could not make that ball hit the floor
she
that night.
She could not get her down that night.
And Kaya was just everywhere.
You just have them nights where you're just fabulous. And she was fabulous that night.
Yeah. Paige Jones played a great game.
Oh, she was tremendous.
And we still could beat it. Oh, my God. That was just something to watch. It was so...
It'll be interesting tomorrow night. I think their team, if you want to go out and watch some great volleyball, tomorrow night is going to be the night to be out here in New Bremen.
Yeah.
This team's really good.
Yep. And as far as I know, I think if somehow you have NK Telco,
you can watch
the game.
Yeah, I think
but
you can.
But if you don't have NK Telco, they don't have NFHS.
No. So
New Bremen and I think
so
maybe Minster.
You may have to
and
get
Knoxville
there.
All have NK Telco.
Yeah.
NK Telco does a really nice thing for those schools, and I don't remember exactly what the deal is, but they do a really good thing for them, and they do those games for them. So it may be available on there, but we can't get NK Telco here in town. So we're kind of left out of that. But there may be, I don't know if there's a way where somebody can figure out how to do that. But as Harold was saying, you might as well just go to the game.
Go to the game, watch it. It's going to be a great game.
It'll be fun to watch on TV, but it'll be 10 times as much fun.
Oh, yeah, getting the atmosphere.
Watching it live. Yeah, it's going
to
be.
And then, like Neil said, we are down to about 1 week to go, I think.
We have
a couple games next week.
No, we have New Bremen tomorrow, Arcanum on Saturday, and then it's tournament time.
And then it's tournament time.
Tuesday is
and speaking of tournament
home against
time.
Delphus. Yep.
Speaking of tournament time, I've got the bracket here. If you haven't seen yet, I'm sure you probably have. The top four seeds were St. Henry. It was number one. Lincoln View was two. Crestview 3 and Fort Recovery was 4. We opted to go ahead and play that first game. So the first game is going to be at Fort Recovery on Tuesday at 5 o'clock against the Delphus St. John Blue Jays. And the winner of that game will take on Crestview, the Crestview Knights. Also in the same deal, St. Henry went to the upper bracket, and they'll play the winner of Kaleida and Lima Temple Christian. Ottoville also went to the top bracket, with the winner going to play Marion Local or Lima Central Catholic. And Lincoln View is in our bracket, the down bracket. And they'll take the winner of Wayne Trace and Lima Perry. So that is pretty much your brackets. Indians chose to go with that first one. I think Travis is kind of one of them guys that just wants to play.
Yeah.
And get better.
Yeah, because we would be, it would be Saturday to Thursday before, Thursday before we would play.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. If we were having some health issues, some injury issues, some stuff like that, maybe we want to just rest. And that's a good idea sometimes. And we've had coaches in various sports that'll go that way. And that's a really good idea if you're doing that.
Sure.
But I like the idea of, let's go play.
Let's go play. Yeah.
And how can one more? Assuming you're going to win against I think Delphus is seated 14, 15, 16. They're seated way down there on paper. Yeah. We're going to beat them very easily. But it's a MAC school.
You never know.
Going to be easy.
Don't want to take them over.
So you want to have a good match against a good opponent. That's better than practicing on Tuesday, just playing an actual match.
Then if we do win, we'll play Crestview Knights at Crestview on Thursday.
Yep.
6:30 will be the start of that game.
6:30. I think the Tuesday one is 5 o'clock, isn't it? Does that say that on there?
Yes. I think the Tuesday says 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's
Fort Recovery.
Yeah, and we've been, if you're used to the regular season, the JV match starts at 5:30 and the varsity starts around 6:30, quarter to 7.
Yeah.
Well, there is no JV match in this.
No.
It's going to be 5 o'clock.
They're going to be warming up at 4:30 and they're going to be ready to go at 5.
Yeah, so you don't want to be popping in there about 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
the only good part about it is you're not going to have to pay.
Because it's going to be over.
Yeah, it might not be over, but
it'll be close.
It'll be close. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So,
like I said, that'll put the 3 and 4 seeds going against each other in the next match on Thursday night at Crestview. So it'll be interesting to see.
I mean,
I think we've got just as good a chance of winning anything there. So,
yeah, when we played in the Crestview Invitational a couple of weeks ago, we didn't play real well against some very good teams.
Yeah.
And
they always have that Invitational. It's a great competition. They always have great competition.
Now, we were, this isn't probably the best thing to say, but that day we were the second worst team there.
Is that right?
Out of 8.
Yeah.
Now, on a good day, we're probably top 4.
Yeah.
But we weren't that day. We had that first match against Rushi, we gave away probably a third to half of the points that Rushi got.
Yeah.
Now, in return, it was also 9 o'clock in the morning after the longer road trip for them. They were giving us most of our points. So nobody won points that day or that first set or that first match. Nobody won points. Everybody was giving the other team points.
Yeah.
So
that'll happen.
Yeah. But we're playing in the evening like we usually do, and we're going to, I think we're good enough to play with any team in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to play our best game, but we've been playing well especially in spots, but even overall, I'd say we've been playing well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and we're going the right way at the
right
end
way.
Of the season. So
I like it.
Yep.
And I did have a phone call. Somebody thought I was completely nuts, thinking we can't make the playoffs, but they did change the rules this year.
Yep.
And it went from, what do we say, Neil?
I think eight teams making it in each region or, to 16, I believe.
Yeah, there's quite a few more teams get in now.
Because figured out last year, the OHSAA figured out with everybody playing, they could make more money.
They're going to make more money.
And they make more people happy. So they've gone from 8, and they had talked for a while about going to 12, mm-hmm. and once they got everybody in last year, they realized that it was a really, really good thing.
Great idea.
You get more teams in.
And, well, like Indiana just takes a week off of the season, and boom, everybody's in. And
everybody's in, yep.
And you know, you think about the years, in the last 20 years of Fort Recovery football, with this case scenario, there have been a lot of teams made to playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of teams.
We probably would have made it at least three quarters of the years.
We'd have made it quite a few times. But, we had a run there early where we'd only win a couple games, which wasn't going to get you in. But, you know, in the MAC, it's such a tough game.
I remember, was that 7 or 8 years ago, Brent Niekamp went 5-5 and was co-coach of the year in the district.
Yeah.
Because he won five games. He won five four games in the MAC.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he won four games in the MAC. He's coach of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. If you win four, you win half your games, you're the greatest coach of all time. That's pretty much what we were telling him. And that's unbelievable how hard it is.
Yeah. And as we've proven several times in our league, it's easier to win the state than it is to win the MAC.
Yeah.
Because one or two teams can win the MAC, and we've had multiple years where two teams have won the state, and one or two where three teams won the state,
which
is why they...
We had a few years there.
They readjusted all the classes to make sure that Coldwater would not be in Division 5 so we could win 5, 6, and 7.
Yep.
So now they've got it worked out where they didn't realize it until this year. Versailles is in 5. Coldwater, us, and a bunch of, I guess we're the only 2-6. And New Bremen, Marion Local, and maybe another team in our league are in Division 7.
Yeah.
So we could get 5, 6, and 7 again with sales in there. I mean, you know.
And I tell you what, I'd have a hard time betting against them.
Yeah.
I think we got a pretty good chance.
Well, you know, the MAC, I think, has a 80 to 90% win rate against non-MAC schools in the tournament for the last...
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. The first round is like, what, 52-1 or something that?
Something
it's
ridiculous.
Insane. Digger put it in there one time, and it's crazy.
It's just crazy numbers. If you're not playing another MAC school,
numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. MAC's pretty tough.
And I've said a bunch of times, and football's definitely one of them, and volleyball is too, I'll take our sixth place team in virtually every sport and beat 80% of the schools in the state.
You'll beat a bunch of them. Let's take a break, Neil. We'll have one more session. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit of Buckeye football, maybe a little Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The
Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of Monday, October 18th through Saturday, October 23rd during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime the week of October 18th through 23rd at your library during their used book sale. And donated items are being accepted now. Please be sure they're clean and in good condition, and textbooks, encyclopedias, magazines, and VHS tapes cannot be accepted. Head up to your library to find some treasures October 18th through 23rd during normal library hours. The Friends of the Library are presenting a craft night to make a fall centerpiece on Tuesday, October 26th at 6 p.m. Laura Winning from A Simple Touch will be helping the participants to make a beautiful one-of-a-kind centerpiece for your table. You'll need to pre-register at the library or call them at 375-2869, and the cost of $35 per person or $30 for members of the Friends of the Library will include materials and instructions provided by Laura Winning. Don't wait until it's too late. Get registered now for the library's Fall Centerpiece Craft Night, Tuesday, October 26th at 6 p.m., hosted by Laura Winning of A Simple Touch.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. We've had a pretty good night here tonight, talking a little football, a little volleyball. We talked to Jalen Bruins, who's on her way to state.
For golf, and that's going to be the first time ever.
Awesome. State qualifier, that's awesome.
Yep.
Now we're going to talk to Rock. Rock, what do you know, buddy?
Oops, sorry.
We got to turn Rock on.
Yep, now he's there.
Kmart Shoppers.
Hello, Kmart Shoppers. Blue Light Special.
Yeah, the Bengals game, Florida kicked.
You might want to go down and line hit and just try out. Tell them I'd like to be a kicker. Because I know I kick it better than...
I don't think I'd be very good at kicking.
I probably wouldn't be either.
Well, neither are they, and they're getting paid $1 million.
They're getting a lot of money.
Yeah, but I have short legs.
Short legs? Strong.
Not probably.
Big kicker.
That reminds me, and I think between the third and fourth quarter on Friday night, they're going to have a drawing to see
kick a field goal?
Part of the student appreciation night. They're going to do a quarterback toss between first and second. They're going to do an extra point kick between third and fourth.
I think it should
be pretty cool. Everybody needs to get down there.
Bubba wants to do that. Bubba always claims he can kick a 40 yarder.
Yeah, I'm going to say he couldn't kick it 40 yards when it hits the ground, kicks it three times.
I'd say we'd tell him he could kick a 30 yarder and we bet on it.
Yep.
See what the bets would be.
Yep.
It'd have to be about 35.
Yeah.
35-1, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say.
Somewhere in there.
Now, if he practices and figures out exactly where to kick the ball and how many steps and where he should come from, his odds will go up. But if he just walks out there and tries to kick one.
Well, we did it one time.
Oh, yeah?
We were at the bowling alley. Of course, everybody's drinking.
Yeah.
And they were starting talking. I think maybe Stumpy was in there. And he may have kicked.
Yeah.
Possibly, because he said, you can't kick it. And he goes, I guarantee you I can kick a 20-yard field goal. We went out there and he made it.
Really?
Yeah. It was a classic. Although, I think them other guys, they were making it from 40. But, yeah, we did it one time.
Huh.
He can kick. I'll give him that.
I don't doubt that. I'm just saying, unless he knows where on that football he's going to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to, if you kick it too high, obviously it's just going to go end over end. If you kick it too low, it's going to go straight up. You need to kick it, from what I understand, slightly below the middle of it, so you go up. But how do you, that's great eye-to-foot coordination if you can do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if you have a few.
I don't have no coordination.
No, me neither. But, speaking of the Bengals in the pack, what do we have? Five missed field goals. It was unbelievable. That was incredible.
That's gonna be a record, I would think.
And that the dude from Mason Crosby is good, and he couldn't hit one. He was terrible.
Yeah,
he missed three or four.
From what I understood, he hadn't missed one.
He had 26 in a row or something. It was unbelievable, and then he missed six in a row. It's like, dude, you lost it. But Bengals didn't get her done. The Pack got to win, but Bengals played good.
Yeah, Calpe's happy.
Yeah, Gabby was Abby.
And
Gabby
Joe, was Abby. Joe Burns paid him off at the volleyball game last night.
Did he pay him off?
Yep.
I figured MT might have a little bet there in that game.
Yep.
I might have to put a little bet on Christmas Day. I think the Browns play the Pack on Christmas Day, so
ooh,
me and Gabby may have to go out. Have a little bet on that one.
Well, hope each one of you gets plenty of cash for Christmas so you can afford to lose.
That's exactly right. That's what
so,
we need.
So if anybody's, of course, it's going to be hard to get Christmas gifts for anybody. Yep. They say that all the stores are going to be out of
everything's
everything.
Everything's going to be
so,
out of everything.
So get Fee and Cowpie cash for Christmas.
Get cash for Christmas.
So they can pay off their debts against each other.
Debts.
Yep.
The Brownies, Brownies came up short, too.
Came up short. Absolutely exciting game. That kid from San Diego, Herbert, he's good.
He is good.
He's a great quarterback. But and Browns had a couple iffy calls against him. They had a pass interference that looked a little shaky, but I don't know. I mean, I think when the Browns took the lead and then they came back, tie it up, and a guy misses the extra point with 3 minutes to go, and you have the best running tandem in the NFL, and you can't get a first down, that killed me. That killed me. Chubb was on the sideline, and I think we got to be more aggressive. But we threw it. We ran it the first time. He got stopped at the line. We threw a pass incomplete, and then we ran it on 3rd and 10. You got to give Baker a chance, I think. I mean, you got to give him a chance. To a first down, we win the game.
Yeah, 3rd and 10, you have to give him a chance.
You got to give him a chance. We hand it off. He
maybe
gets
the first
about
two,
7 yards.
A little bit or something, but yeah.
Then you got to punt, and they're scoring as fast as, you know, we couldn't stop them. So. But Brownies come back this week. They got Arizona. Cardinals are coming to Cleveland.
Cardinals are doing pretty good.
And they are 5-0, coming in. So they're going to be pretty tough. But
well, they'll be 5-1 when they leave.
Hopefully they're 5-1 when they head out of Cleveland. That'd be awesome. And the Buckeyes are playing a little better ball now, too. They put a bunch up on Maryland. Week off this week, I believe.
Yeah.
Next week will be Indiana, and then the real season starts, because I think they got to play Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, and probably Iowa.
Oh, Michigan.
If they
last,
win all of
them.
Yeah, Michigan will be last. But they're playing better. Offense is starting to click a little bit. I think that quarterback's starting to get his timing down. And
It's hard to tell because they're playing against lesser opponents.
Yeah,
but
teams ain't very good.
But if he was playing poorly against those lesser opponents,
you'd be a little concerned.
I think every week so far in the Big Ten, there's been a Buckeye who's been Freshman Player of the Week.
Yep. Yep.
And four of those six have been the quarterback, and two other ones. So,
definitely playing pretty good.
And their defense is doing better. They were a little iffy last year on a couple of things.
Yep.
They're better. And again, it's lesser opponents, but they're learning. They're getting better. Everything seems to be going the right way.
Yep.
And they're up to what, number six now?
Back to six. And they're controlling their destiny by no doubt. I mean, if you went out, you're in. There's no doubt you're in.
Yeah, and the nice thing, and I said it when it happened, they lost to Oregon. Everybody's going, oh, there goes the whole season. Well, when
it's
you
early.
Lose early.
You lose early.
If
that's
you
right.
lose late, you that's,
get away
that's
from that.
Tough.
Yep.
It's not impossible, but if you lose early, especially now, if there were 10 undefeated teams, they'd be out.
Yep.
Even if they're not real good, if five or six of them aren't real good, you're probably still out.
Yeah.
But you know, with several of those teams, Alabama lost last week.
Yeah.
So
an unranked team, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And only dropped the two.
I seen that too.
Yeah. But
good.
Yeah. But it's gonna. Things are going to work themselves out. And
absolutely.
The Buckeyes, as
I
long as they
so
keep
too.
On playing well, they'll just keep on moving up. And the other teams will stumble a little bit. As long
these,
as the Buffalo
I hate
as long as Buckeyes don't stumble.
When they're playing good and you have a bye week, it's just like,
everything. And down. From what I understand, they don't really have anybody that needs that week off. Any of the real important people don't need that week off.
I agree. Let's play.
You want to play, and that's kind of, how I think – Travis Guggenbilder was looking at the volleyball tournament. Let's play.
Absolutely. I agree with him. Well, I'd say it's been a pretty good night.
Yep.
Indian fans, get out there tomorrow night. We got to get that game against
Delphus. Get to New Bremen.
We got to go to New Bremen. We got to beat them.
Yep.
Upset of the century.
And
then Friday night. We got the football team.
Yep.
We got the
Blue Jays coming in. We got
student appreciation. Yep. Going to be all kinds of fun
senior
things going
night,
on.
A lot
senior
of stuff
night.
Going on. Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, JV start is volleyball against Arcanum. They're coming to town. I don't know what their record is, but they always have a good program.
Pretty good
down
program
there.
Down there. Yep.
So it's going to be a nice, we'll call it a warm-up, win or lose for the tournament. And then Tuesday at 5 o'clock, there's no JV.
Starts.
It's varsity starting at
and
5 o'clock in the tournament. At
it's
5
one
o'clock
and done from there on out.
At
you can't
Fort
lose.
Sight Fieldhouse. And then assuming we win that, because on paper we're going to win it, but
should,
we have to win it on the court.
And then
Thursday we'll go to Crestview.
Yep, go up to Crestview, play the Knights, and hopefully have a big W. We'll talk about that next Wednesday night after our W, hopefully on Tuesday.
Yep.
We wish Jalen Bruins all the best.
Oh, yes.
Go get him, girl.
Yep.
Go get him.
I am extremely
She's very
confident.
Capable of throwing a couple 70s out there, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she's very capable of doing that.
Yep.
So.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Okay, like, let's say a mist to, a slight rain. How much does that throw off the not necessarily the swing, but the flight of the ball? I mean, obviously big.
Ball's not as big as your grips and your hands and everything gets wet and it's it's mind games. It'll play your mind games with you, you know. And I've had it where clubs have flew out of my hand when you swing and because it's that wet.
With that kind of thing, you can overthink it and you can underthink it. If you think that's not going to bother me, and all of a sudden the club flies out of your hand.
Yeah, but you get on greens and after it starts raining a little bit, they get slow, and then you got to putt harder, and you're not used to it. And it's a mind game, that rain thing. But the tough people they'll fight right through it.
Yep.
And Jalen's won. She'll fight right through.
Every goal on the course is going to have that.
They're
that
all got
same
the same.
Rain.
That's right.
It's all going to be the same rain. It's going to be the same thing for all of them.
This is gonna sound like a dumb question, but
Scott,
what's the highest par in golf? Is it 4 or 5?
5.
5?
Yep. Yeah.
Now,
unless you play Union City. Union City used to have a par 6
on the first hole. First
right
hole.
Out of the gate.
Across the creek twice. I don't.
How many yards is that bad boy?
It was big.
It was like
about 550, 560. It was crazy.
Between 550 and 600. I can't remember what it was.
That's where you need the old Happy Gilmore swing.
You had two
you
across
do.
Two creeks and went up a cliff.
Yeah, you had to go up a cliff to get to it. In high school, I think I had a smooth 13 on it.
Hey, that
not too bad.
I think that'd been like my lowest score on that hole ever.
That's a hard hole.
And it was Union City where I had a hole in one roll past my foot and go in the hole.
Go in the hole? Nice.
Yep. So
nice.
It's the one that comes right back beside the clubhouse. So
yep.
You tee off in front of the clubhouse on number one, and I can't remember if it's like 5 or 6 or something. A fairly short par 4. Guy hits it. We're standing on a tee or on a green getting ready to putt, and hear a thump in the
rolls
look
through,
over,
goes
rolls
in,
plop in the hole.
So the guy go crazy when he got up there?
No, he was just some kid. I said, if you're looking for your ball, it's in the hole. He said, I'll be damned, I didn't think I hit it that far.
You did.
That's kind of his reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your first one? Yeah. But it doesn't count because I wasn't playing with anybody. I'm just up. So, well,
counts in my book.
Yeah, count in my book.
You hit it off the tee and you made it. I'm counting.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think I'm going to call her tonight.
And I think we can pull
the plug on this, baby.
Yeah.
I think we will. Good luck, Jalen. Good luck, Indians. And we will see you next Wednesday.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.